Hi, and welcome to Living Well with Autism. I'm Mary Fletcher Jones, and I'm the mother of an 8-year-old boy with autism. Living Well with Autism is all about the inexpensive or free and fun ways that parents can improve the quality of life for their children with autism and their whole family. And as you can tell, it's a deeply personal podcast. On that note, you've come to know my family and the podcast pretty well if you've been listening to the other episodes, so I'm happy to tell you that my son is doing really very well. Now, it wasn't always this way for us, so if you're struggling right now, please know there is light at the end of the tunnel, and I hope this podcast will help you get there quicker. In this brief episode, I'd like to tell you three things. First of all, let's celebrate some of the achievements of our first month of podcasting, which would not have been possible without you. Secondly, I'd like to give you a preview of what's to come in the podcast. And third, I'd like to invite your participation. In our first month in the podcast world, Living Well with Autism has achieved some terrific milestones thanks to you, the podcast audience. So for our first month's anniversary, I wanted to take this brief opportunity to thank you all for downloading and subscribing to Living Well with Autism. To date, there are over 200 subscribers to the podcast in the United States, Canada, Asia, Europe, Australia, and more. And these episodes have been downloaded nearly 2,000 times. I'm thrilled about it. I've always wanted to give something back to the autism community, especially to parents whose children have been newly diagnosed. So this has been tremendously fun and gratifying for me. And the fact that it's free information, well, hopefully that's very useful to you. Now, you can look forward to hearing more podcasts very soon. I want you all to know that I will continue to podcast, and there will be some exciting episodes to look forward to in the next few months, and they're all going to be focused on living well with autism and the family. Now, we've got about 40 ideas right now that we're cooking on. These are subjects ranging from hiring a babysitter for your child with autism, handling trips to the dentist and the barber, balancing your other relationships, holiday gifts and celebrations when you have a child with autism in the family, and many, many more ideas. I'm also working on some guest interviews with professionals who will share their ideas for inexpensive and fun ways that parents and caregivers can live well with autism. Now, producing a podcast is challenging, but I do want to take the time that you invest to tune in very seriously, and I also want to give you the best quality podcast that I can manage. After this podcast, look for more professional sound and appearance. I've invested in professional sound, video, and editing equipment. I noticed that a lot of you really like videocast, and with my new improved camera and microphones, the videocast should be superlative, so thanks for bearing with my first efforts. Now, you can see the videocast and all the podcasts on iTunes and Podomatic, but you may have had some trouble seeing the video if you downloaded it to your iPod. Well, I'm working on identifying that tricky bug and finding ways to make sure that the video plays in all formats, including the latest generation of video iPods. But please know that right now, you can see that video and you can see all the photographs accompanying the enhanced audio podcast on iTunes or in Podomatic. And if you're having any trouble doing that, then just, you know, send me a comment or an email through one of those, through iTunes or Podomatic or any of the other ways that you're uploading or downloading the podcast, and I'll be sure to address your issues. I'm reading and learning everything I can about podcast production, editing, and promotion. So I'm going to attend the New Media and Podcast Expo this September in Ontario, California. The biggest names and the most creative minds in podcasting will be there to teach me and the other participants all kinds of ways to make our podcast be the best they can be. Again, thank you for listening and viewing these podcasts. I invite your ideas, comments, reviews, and suggestions. You can comment or review this podcast on iTunes or Podomatic or wherever you download the podcast. Thanks so much. Take care, and I hope you all are living well with autism.